Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Psychic Reading Sunday with your girl, Linus, on the Essence of Success Radio Network at phone number area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. As always, your moderator, Miss Nina, is in there, who's also a psychic Reiki master, and she's the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're so glad for you to join us today. Today, our show is going to be just an hour instead of the normal hour and a half. I'm letting you know in advance because I need to go do some Christmas shopping. So anyway, it's just going to be from 3 to 4 today. Okay, now, first off, today starts the new moon and the last moon for 2014. So since it's a new moon, I hope that you've got your list together of 5 things, as Brenda always says, that you want to see transpire within the next 10 days. Hopefully all good, and you're blessed by that. So just remember, the new moon begins today. Also, I want to wish happy birthday to all us Capricorns. Yes, because I'm a Capricorn, too. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, Capricorns. Okay, and we've got a couple of shout-outs. Happy anniversary to Miranda and Richard. May God bless you to see another 50 years. We're so happy for you. And also, happy birthday to a beautiful young lady in Canada that's just out of this world, and her name is Cassandra. Happy birthday, Cassandra. Have a good birthday, girl. Party hardy. But, you know, keep it within reason. All righty. And enjoy your birthday, and Miranda and Richard, oh, yes, enjoy your anniversary. Keep it going. You're doing good. Okay, now I'm going to do some prayers, and then we'll start with our callers. Again, thank you for joining us today, either in the phone or in the chat room or as just listening through the Internet. Thank you for joining us today. Love provides us every day with financial abundance, for God, angels, and miracles are our shepherds. We shall not want. The desires of our lives are fulfilled. We have no worries. Love, so be it. It is already done. Thank you, I am that I am. Love, we let go of the past and remember only the good. We are strong. We use our power wisely. We are free to love and enjoy our lives. Love, so be it. Thank you, I am that I am. Dear love, enlighten what's dark in us, strengthen what's weak in us, mend what's broken in us, bind what is ever bruised in us, heal what's sick in us, and revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you, I am that I am. That which is sent to us that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sender. Love, so be it. Thank you. And that is our prayers for today. All right, good people, let's get this party started, as they say. And also, Merry Christmas to everybody. Christmas is Thursday. Okay, first call is area code 702. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Lennis, your 702 caller dropped off. Your next caller is area code 954.
Okay, 954. You're on the line with Lennis. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. This is Mary calling, and thank you for letting me be first. My question is, I've had 2014 has been a stressful year, and I've had many big losses this year. I'm wondering what you see coming up for me in the next year.
Two more deaths are coming up in your family next year. Two more deaths are coming up in your family this year. One is an aunt. I'm just telling you, one is an aunt. I'm not for sure. I believe the second one is a man.
No, I just lost her. I already lost the last aunt I had.
Okay. Well, somebody that's like an aunt. Maybe it's an extended family member.
Is this an older person or younger?
Well, yeah, she's old. She's not young by no means.
I don't know.
I'm sorry?
My aunt was 87 and she just passed, so I don't know if that's what you were picking up, and she's the last of the older, more or less, generation. As far as an aunt.
No. This person is like an aunt. Maybe it's someone that you call on, an extended family member, or someone that's always treated you like a niece. This one has not died or passed yet. I'm sorry?
Not to my knowledge, that I can place the person.
Okay. Let's see. What else is coming up? January, it'll be an enjoyable month for you, starting off.
Way?
You enjoy your life. I see you being happy and joyful. Good times are ahead. At least in January, I see it's really good. It's a month you can look forward to. It's like you can exhale.
Oh,
exhale.
Good.
You know what I mean? Like I can breathe again. I can laugh. I can enjoy. I feel good being around my friends or whatever. Yeah.
Good.
So your year starts off good.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. It's been rough. Do you see a move coming next year for the better?
I'm not seeing that right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
My lease is up in June, and I'm trying to move to a better location.
Well, I'm not seeing anything right now. That doesn't mean it may not happen or could happen. It's just not, they're not showing me. The angels aren't showing me anything right now. So I'll tell you what, you could check with me later in the year. You want to go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and I'll do a reading for you, Mary.
Okay.
Maybe after January, because then things will be a little bit more clear. But right now, I'm not picking up you moving anywhere.
Mm-hmm. How about relationships? Yeah. Do you feel anything coming in as far
again,
as
Again, one question per caller, you would have to go to the website. I'm sorry, Mary.
Okay.
Would I do that to be fair to other people so they can get their call in, too?
Okay, thank you, and I wish you the best for the holiday and New Year. Thank you.
You, too. Thank you for calling, Mary, and Merry Christmas to you, too. Again, let me reiterate, one question per caller so everybody can get a chance to get their question in, too, because they like to be heard. I'd appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, next caller.
Area code 509.
509, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hey, Lennis. This is Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Hi, I was just wondering if you see anything exciting coming up before I move in March. But before that, I wanted to tell you that I was in my hometown yesterday or for the weekend. And gas is like $1.99 down there. Like, that's so crazy. Like, that's shocking. I don't know how much you guys pay wherever you're at, but $1.99 is, like, cheap. Like, I feel like packing up for summer. you.
Well, I'll tell you, God bless you there, because in Washington it's still at $2 and $3. And gas comes through us to go out to the United States, so we don't even understand that why ours is still the highest in the nation and everybody else is enjoying a dollar something, but whatever. Okay, yeah. But anyway, so what was your question now, Erica? Thanks for sharing that, though. Happy for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I, like, filled up my car with $30, and I have a V6 premium car, so, yeah, I was pretty happy. But I was just wondering if you pick up on anything exciting before I move in March. Like, I know.
There's a guy in February. You know him. It's almost like you two get back together. But it's been years due to distance. I don't think he lives in the state that you live in. He's, yeah, he moved out of state. You guys knew each other, looks like, in college. But he moved out of state, became professional or whatever he's doing, and you two cross paths again in February. But only this time, you two kind of get to know each other where you didn't before. I think before, maybe you were just like classmates or, you know, because I see from college. So maybe you were just classmates and friends, but now he's moving back to that area, and you two happen to see each other, I don't know, like in a store or something, and you just start talking. Now I see a possibility with this guy. It almost looks like he's a director for some company that might have transferred him back home, back to where you live.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. He's got, I want to say he's European. He's got a European look about him. Kind of olive complexion, but he's not Italian. But his look is European. He's an attractive man. Definitely a professional. It's like he moved up the ladder real fast.
Nice.
So I think when you meet him again, you know him. You just don't know of him. Like I said, you two were just maybe friends because he left, but now he's back. So this is an opportunity for you to get to know this guy. Like I said, I'm picking up, he's tall, maybe about 5'11 or 6 feet, and he's got a European flavor about him, his looks, his skin. And he's a director for some company, or he's a director in a division of a company. But he moved up fast. He's a very bright man, very bright young man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's what I see, February.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just kind of like working on myself. I got a new bikini, so it's kind of motivating me to like tone down a little bit. So I'm trying to hit the gym twice a day and just like work out just until like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, yeah. So look for him in February, and it can be any time. I see maybe the first or second week of February, but it could be even later. But it looks like the beginning of February is when you meet him, and it'll just be a fluke, and you two recognize each other. But I'm going to tell you, Erica, from get his digits, he gets your digits, you two start talking, you would be surprised.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that song, How You Like Me Now. Because this is where he's at, where maybe before he was like a nerd or somebody you really wouldn't take time, Erica, to talk to. But now he's suited, he's booted, he's professional, he looks good. And you're like, oh, hi. Okay, so don't pass him up, girlfriend. He's a good guy. And he's single and he doesn't have kids. Hello? He's single and he doesn't have children. Okay.
Good catch, right? Well, thank you for your
time. Yes, ma'am.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling. Next area code?
978.
978, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this? Nope, they're not answering. Next area code?
1 second, Linus. It's area code 702, the call that was dropped earlier.
Okay, 702,
Hi.
You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Craig. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome. What's your name, Craig?
What's my name?
Uh-huh.
Craig.
Okay. I just want to make sure I was pronouncing it right. Craig.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. I just want to pronounce your name correctly. I don't want to call you something that you're not. And then say Craig Forrest or something. You're like, yeah, she ain't talking to me. All right, young man.
Right.
What can I do for you today?
Well, I will be heading home for the holidays and meeting up with a friend that I met online 3 months ago, and we're going to be making a relationship official. And I just want to know, how do you see 2015 going for me and her?
Oh, give me the first name. Give me your first name.
Lauren.
Lauren, okay. Okay. Why do I feel heaviness in your chest, Craig? Like a deep, deep sigh, like you want to step out, but you're a little bit reluctant. But it's like a deep sigh. Oh. Let me ask about Lauren. Well, she's a bubbly person, just full of, what are the old folks used to say, full of piss and vinegar. She's very bubbly. Yeah, I like that. That's she could get along with anybody. She's a charismatic person. She's got a good personality. She can be shy, but that's when you get to know her more personally. She may be a little shy, but she's actually an outgoing person. Oh my God, she's going to be so happy to see you. Wow, I see her just jumping up in your arms, wrapping her legs around you, just almost like when you, when a parent hasn't seen their kid in a while, you know, and they just kiss them to death, and they could be 40 years old, and they're like, Ma, you know, but you're just so glad to see them that you just can't help yourself. Well, I see her, when she sees you, she just jumps on you, and she just, man, she just kiss. She's so glad. You can just feel her heart just pounding. It's so good. Lauren's a good person. She's intelligent. What else do I want to see? Do you want to know if she's going to come back where you live, or are you going to stay? No, you're going home to visit. So what are you two going to keep a long-distance relationship, or do you want her to come over to your side?
Just want to know, how's 2015 going to go for us?
Well, it'd be good. I mean, I'm telling you, this woman can get along with anybody. She's very charismatic, and she's intelligent. I mean, you know, you could take her somewhere, and people might think it's your trophy woman. You know what I mean? I mean, she knows how to dress, believe me. Not only is she attractive, but she knows how to dress at certain occasions. She knows how to talk to certain people. You know, I mean, that's what I'm saying, like trophy. If you were going to a banker's ball or something, you know, you could take her. She's dressed to the 20s, and she could say stuff about assets or distressed properties or anything like that. She could, yeah. Yeah. She's a good match for you. I'll tell you what, what's your sign, Craig?
Capricorn.
Oh, hey, my brother. My brother. Because, you know, I'm Capricorn too, baby. Happy birthday.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you're most welcome. And what sign is Lauren?
She is a Pisces.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You two will be real good. And I'll tell you why. Pisces is very spiritual. And they're intuitive. And so for the Capricorn, the Pisces can show things that you may have overlooked. She caught it. Or maybe the way somebody said something, she caught it with their intuitiveness. So Pisces is good. Pisces is also a good lover for Capricorn. Pisces is a good friend for Capricorn. What else? That's why I saw her so bubbly and just outgoing. Yeah, she can be around anybody. She's somebody, yes, you two will be together, no doubt. There's no doubt in my mind. In fact, to be honest with you, you two could take it to a long-term relationship and end up being married. She's going to help you a lot. You're going to help her intellectually and financially, and she's going to help you as far as knowing certain people Or, you know, if you're in business, she might tell you, like, mm-mm, babe, nope. I can see that BS around the corner. You'd be like, really?
Right.
Yeah, okay. She's good like that. So, yeah. Good combination.
Yes, she is.
Good combination.
Indeed.
I'm sorry?
All right. I see. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I like that you said, I've seen it since we've been talking.
Yes, yes, no, she will be. And she's supportive. That's why I say, even as a friend, she'll be very supportive of you. Very supportive.
Okay.
Things that you may not think about, she'll be on it. You know, like if you were doing a contract and say, okay, this is supposed to be $50,000, so it's got to add up to that, and maybe you missed a couple lines or something, she'll see it. And she'll like, oh, babe, wait a minute. Look at this. Read this right here before you sign. You know. So, yep. You two will work good. Beautiful,
right.
beautiful. In fact, you two will be married down the line. I see you would. First, the angel showed me a girl and a boy. Now they're showing me three girls.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And actually, now what I'm seeing is just only three daughters, three girls.
Uh-huh.
So. That's good. Evidently, when you have daughters, you must have been a good man somewhere along the line to be blessed with daughters to teach them the way they should go. So, hey, and you got an excellent mama because Pisces are good with their children. They kind of spoil them, but that's okay, but they're good with children.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
they believe in them getting education and stuff, not just, you know, running around the streets or whatever. She would be on it.
I got to make sure I have a man cave, that's for sure.
Yes, get your man cave. You better believe it. You better believe it. So, yeah,
right,
Pisces, good combination. Only thing I'll tell you about Pisces is not the most cleanliest. Now, I don't mean dirty. I mean like if she came in or threw her coat down in her purse, it's like, you know, you could have hung that coat up in the closet and put your purse in the bedroom. Yeah, okay, I'll do it. It's not that important to her. So that's what I mean like that. No, as far as cleaning house or, you know, that way, yes. But some things, Pisces, that's just them. They'll let things sit around for a minute or two, and then they're like, okay, let me clean this shit up. You know, it's not working. So in that fact, but, yeah. But creative, very creative. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, that's who you want. You want that Pisces in your corner. You two will grow together in a beautiful way, spiritually, mentally, and physically. I see no problem with you guys physically. You have a hell of a love life, but your mental and your spiritual will come together as one. So that's beautiful.
That's good.
Absolutely beautiful. So, yes, Craig, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Valentine's Day. Gone with it now. Gone with
it. All right, now.
You and Lauren both, I wish you two the very best. The very best that God has to give.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated. Thank you.
You're most welcome. And Merry Christmas to you. To you both.
Merry Christmas to you. All right.
Okay.
All right,
you for calling. Uh-huh.
Your next caller is area code 646.
Okay. Area code 646, you're on the line with Linus.
Hi, Linus. Miss Dawn, I was calling to see, what do you see as far as my dating life or relationship coming up in the new year?
In the new year,
or
okay.
Or even for Christmas, it doesn't matter.
Christmas? Don, I see a man, he's some distance from you. He's trying to get in touch with you. In fact, he's been trying several. I see three different ways. What, email or texting or phone call?
Uh-huh.
I see he's been trying to reach you from a distance. As far as right now during the holidays between Christmas and New Year's, I see a fun person that you're around, not somebody that you're interested in having a relationship or dating, but
okay.
This guy is just fun. He's almost like to you like a brother. You know
okay.
what I mean? Like a brother
yeah.
friend. Okay. I see that in the next 2 weeks that you'll enjoy. In the coming year, you might have a visit from someone overseas. I see that in January, that somebody's coming to see you. Wow. Who's the guy in the fashion industry? Man, he's got a hardline crush on you.
Oh.
He's tall. He's dark. He's a model. Is he a model? I think he's a model. Like Tyson Bickford, that kind of guy. Like Tyson Bickford, he's a model. Man, he's got a mad crush on you. In fact, it looks like he sent you something this month of December. I don't know why you ignored it. Wait a minute. Looks like he sent you something. I don't know. But in January, he's going to be a little bit more forward in getting your attention. It's something about you that he's a model. Something about you that he really likes. I mean, wow, it's like the best piece of candy in the world or the best ice cream in the world. That's how he looks at you. And it's like, I'm just going to tell you, be careful. You don't want this guy to turn into a stalker. But he just thinks you, wow, you're the star on the Christmas tree, okay?
Okay.
And I'm not picking up his name, but all I can tell you, he's tall, he's dark, definitely good looking because he's a model. But something attracted him to you that he just cannot get out of his mind. He can't get you out of his head. It's almost like an obsession, like a drug. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I've got to have this popcorn now. I know it may sound crazy, but I can feel him. He's so, I'm telling you, maybe you know who he is, but like I said, he's in fashion. If you know anybody that's in fashion, and this guy's a model, and I'm seeing New York. That's what I'm seeing, the city of New York. But, yeah, I'm telling you, if you get in that industry or just go around some of those people, he'll pop out like popcorn. And you just say, I knew it. Miss Linus told me about your ass. So with him, I'm going to tell you, with him, you know, kind of get to know him and ask him, like, why are you so obsessed with me? What is it with you? You know, because he's not a bad person and he's not some rapist or terrorist. No, he's nothing like that. I don't even know if he can explain it. Maybe it's something from you two's past life. I don't know. But, boy, is he hung up on you. You'll tell me about it. He is. It looks like he tried to send you something in December, something small. I don't know, like a little trivial gift or something, you know, just for you to think about him. But in January, he will really make it known.
Okay. All right. Well, then.
Yeah. Now, so far, I see that he's a good guy, so I'm not seeing anything bad about him at all. Okay. And he makes good money.
That's always a plus.
Yeah, he makes good money, Don, but whew. Girlfriend, you talking about worried about men. You got one trying to reach you from overseas and one here trying to capture you. Get on, girl. I can't get one. You got two. So anyway, just whoever the guy is from overseas is trying to reach you. And then, of course, in January, the model.
Is it an ex? From overseas? No, I used to date this guy in Dubai. Is it this guy?
That's him. Oh, Don, I know who this is now. Girl, shut up. Don, how you doing, woman? How are you doing? And how's your sister? Yeah, I'm sorry. Just for a quick minute. She's a friend. How's your sister doing?
All right. She's in L.A. I'm in New York and got my own place. And so maybe it's
God
the guy from overseas, the Dubai guy. Maybe it's
that's who it is. Yeah, he's trying to reach you.
He did.
That's what I saw three times, emailing,
yes,
texting, calling.
And so we don't, who knows, so we'll see, but I'm in New York now.
Okay, well, this mountain, okay, I know you're already in the fashion industry because I'm not going to give it away who you are. But keep that private. All they know is Dawn. Anyway, check out that model, girl.
That man
is on you like white on rice, okay?
So don't go backwards. Don't go backwards to the ex. Just play it cool. Let's play it safe. He's sniffing around.
At arm's length. You know how we say keep them at an arm's length distance?
Okay.
Yeah. You can be cordial. How are you? How's the family? Blah, blah, blah. And leave it at that. But don't say like, oh, are you coming over? Or I'm flying over there.
Don't start that. Okay. All right. No, ma'am.
Give this model a chance. I think you'll get a kick out of him.
Okay,
I really
I'll
do. Wait. I think you'll get a kick out that model. Yeah, just tell him, don't be smothering me.
Right.
I know you like me. Don't smother me. Don't get clingy on me.
Thank you, Miss Lennon. Thank you so much.
Oh, it is so
I'll
good to hear from you.
Okay,
well, Merry Christmas to you and your sister, and a Happy New Year, and thanks for calling in. It was good to hear from you.
And happy early birthday. I know you're new Capricorn. Happy early birthday.
Yeah, I'm January. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
One of these days I'll get back there to see you, hopefully.
Okay. Take it with you soon.
Okay. Thank you for calling. All right,
the
next area code. Uh-huh.
9-7. We're going to try that again.
Hello.
Hello, this is 9 who? 978?
Hi, Lennis.
Yeah.
It's Kathleen. I'm having problems with my phone. How are you?
Oh, okay. Fine, and you? How are you doing?
Okay. Listen, the guy that was living with me, I had just put him on my lease, and he walked out Tuesday morning. So what I'd like to know is, do you see a significant other coming into my life, and if you know his name or where I'd meet him or whatever?
No. I'm actually getting, and I don't do this too often, so I'll tell you, I'm getting a blackboard. When I see a blackboard in front of me, it's nothing. It's just no writing, no nothing. It's just a blank board, period. I'm not getting anything.
Well, I don't really know why this guy, I thought things were going well, he up and left. And he's now sleeping at a friend's house on the floor.
All I can tell you, Kathleen, is you and him have to talk. I'm not seeing anything, and I'm being honest. I'm not seeing anything. All I can tell you is that you and him have to talk. If he wants to talk, I don't know.
No.
Because you said he left, so, yeah. I don't know. I'm not picking up anything. Bless your heart.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right.
I don't know why you're blank today. Oh, well, you know,
all
I'll
right.
be honest. I'm not going to make up something that's not there.
No,
that's
and
not
I don't
fair
want
to
you.
You.
I just
no.
don't know why he walked out even. I really don't know. I don't know if it's because the rent was coming up in January or what. I don't know.
Excuse me, drinking some water. I don't know either. Talk to him. Tell him to be honest with you when he talks to you.
Okay.
Maybe it can come up. Okay. Sorry, Kathleen,
right,
but in any
That's
case,
okay.
have a Merry Christmas, love.
You too,
Have
sweetheart.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Okay.
You too. Thank you.
You're most welcome. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sundays with Lennis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and your moderator is Miss Nina. Okay, next call.
At area code 323.
Okay, 323, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. It's Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. How are you?
I'm good. I would like to ask a question about a guy.
Okay.
His name is Matt. He works at the yoga studio. We run into
No, don't tell me about him.
Okay.
Just what was your question? And you gave me his name. What was your question?
Okay.
I don't want you to tell
me.
Just in case somebody else knows him, you know.
No one knows him. That's why I gave the name. It's so generic, you know.
Yeah.
Is there a connection between us?
Okay. Yeah, he connects to your body. I'm asking about him, but that was the first thing I got was, yeah, he connects to her body. Mac is a wayward guy. Why am I getting that?
What
is he
that
serious?
Guy?
Yeah, I got he's a wayward guy. I want to know, is he serious about you and him? That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
He enjoys your company. He enjoys talking to you. He thinks you're a fantastic broad. What the hell does that mean? You're a fantastic broad. let's see. You said his name is Mac, M-A-C-K is his first name?
Matt.
Matt, M-A-T-T.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes a difference. Okay, Matt wants to know, are you married? Are you single? What do you think of home life? Matt could settle down if the right woman came along. He does enjoy your company. He enjoys talking to you. He would enjoy going out to dinner, have a, oh, I see, either a cup of coffee or tea with you, just standing there talking, just shooting the bull. He's going to be with his family on Christmas. I see some siblings, his parents, whatever, but he's with his family on Christmas. He doesn't have a date for New Year's. He's thinking that maybe it might be a possibility with you, but he doesn't know what you're doing or who you're with, if you're truly not involved with anybody. He would ask you. You know, if you two were talking about New Year's and neither one of you had a date, then he would go with you. Let's see. He's had a problem with his left ankle or heel at one point or time. Looks like he's building that up, strengthening it.
Well, actually, he had a surgery on his, I think it's his knee. I'm not sure if the left or the right, but it's one of those.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, he's strengthening that up. Okay. I saw ankle, but you're right. Even if it's the knee, the
right,
whole
the
leg has got to
part
be strengthened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lower part.
Oh, he's an alpha man. He likes to look good, smell good, taste good, all that crap. I shouldn't call it crap. It's not crap. It's you know, like the alpha man, his nails are clean, his nose is clean, his ears, no hair and all that stuff. And he's very presentable in a manly way, in the alpha man way. He likes to lead rather than follow. He likes to hold your hand. He's definitely doesn't mind the affection of a woman putting her arm around his arm or just holding hands as you're walking down the street. I see a baby girl about 2, maybe 3. Maybe 3, real little. I'll stick between 2 and 3 years old. He is not with that woman. He had a child by her, but he's not with her. So, you know, but he's a father.
Okay.
It looks like when she allows, I think he's got a little drama on that side with the mother because he doesn't want to be with her. That's not who he wants to be with, but he loves his kids. So it's something you and him could talk about. But, yeah, I'd go for it. Yvette,
okay.
I would. I'd go for it.
Okay.
Talk to him. Yeah, Matt's good people. He is.
Yeah, I know he's a good guy. I just, you know, our connection is. It's sporadic when we connect. It's sporadic. And there's usually a lot of running into each other, which is kind of cool in one way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do that. I mean, step it up a notch.
Step it
up a notch and go out and have a cup of coffee or, you know, a lunch together or something, you know. Or when you run into him again, tell him, let's get together and have dinner or something.
That's a good idea.
Don't invite, I'm going to tell you, because the person is, don't invite him to your house yet.
Because he
likes looking at a woman with respect and honor.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give him
that. Ever.
Okay. So,
it's,
you know,
a long
nice
time
restaurant.
To my place.
Okay. Good. Good woman.
Yeah.
But anyway, he would enjoy that. Like, if you, in fact, like, not only if you went out, suggest, like, hey, let's go play putt-putt golf. He'd get a kick out of that. You know, silly, but yet you're still intimate. Yeah.
Well, it's funny.
You know, one
silly.
Of those little ranges. I'm sorry?
Cool. He is a silly person as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So there you go. So just step it up a notch next time you see him and say, hey, let's do this. Let's get to know one another. And he will be for it because, like I said, he's not seeing anybody. And Yeah, it's good.
Excellent. That's
it's
great.
Good.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Oh, you're
and,
welcome.
Merry,
Merry
wait,
Christmas.
Actually, Merry Christmas.
Right. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year
yes.
to you, Yvette, and Matt.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Have a,
have a good
Thank
one.
Thank you. Good shopping.
Thank you.
Get some good deals.
Oh, kick yeah. Thank you for calling, Yvette.
Sure.
And okay. Next call.
Area code 484.
Hello.
484, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Tonetta.
Hi, Tonetta. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm just calling to see what in the heck is going to happen next because a lot is changed and going on, and I need your help, Linus, with Dan. I don't want to tell you everything that's going on, but...
Can I tell you something? You and Dan seem to have such a dysfunctional relationship. One time
it's
I see
not,
that you guys are okay,
it's
next time
it's... Fault. It's not my fault, it's his fault. I'm not doing nothing. I kept my hand out of the cookie jar. I have him sending me game requests on my phone. I left him alone. Then he's sending me a message, texting, and it's what he texted. I will not have a job in 2 weeks. So I'm leaving him alone. What I'm trying to tell you is he ain't letting me go, and this is what nobody understands. And my concern now is I know that you had predicted that he was going to have to come and live with me and stay with me, and now I'm really feeling that that's going to happen because he's going to be without a job in 2 weeks. The place is closing, and he can't get unemployment because they didn't pay him proper, so to speak. I don't want to go into details. But what are you feeling, Linus? Is he going to show up at my door?
Walk away, Tonetta. Period. Walk away.
I know. I know.
But wait, let me tell you. Do you know you can tell a man to leave you alone and he will never come back? You know, as a woman, we have that ability to tell a man when you don't want to be bothered anymore, don't
mm-hmm.
call me, lose
yeah.
my number, whatever.
But I told you
any communication he has with you, delete it. Delete it. Why even be bothered? Just delete it.
I know. I know. But my main concern, though, right now is he going to call me unexpectedly, because that's how he operates, very manic, right before Christmas and need to move it because there's going to be problems over there with the stepfather because now that he is losing his job, I think the stepfather's just going to say, you got to go right now. Get out.
That's not your problem.
Hi, Tonetta.
That's
this
not
is
your
Nina.
Problem. Yes.
This is Nina Tonetta. What you need to do, girlfriend, is block his number on your phone and block his name on Facebook. You need to get away from this man as fast as you can. It's not your problem. It's not your problem if this is a job. That's his problem, not yours.
Well, Linus, why
no,
did
there's
he
no
even,
hell about it. That's
why
exactly
did he
what
even
I'm,
message me? Why did he even message me and say, in 2 weeks I lose my job? Why? Why?
Because he thinks he can take you in. Like I said, run from him. Don't walk.
I don't
run.
Understand why he even messaged me that. What was the purpose?
Tonetta, please listen. Block
okay.
the man off your phone. Block him off of Facebook, Google, wherever he is. Walk away. We're telling you. We're warning you.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we are warning you.
Right.
Get away from this man, period. If he calls you, hang the fucking phone up. Block his
okay.
number. You're taking yourself down, Tonetta. You are much better than this. That's why I told you it's a dysfunctional. Nina's telling you, too, get away from
mm-hmm.
this man. We're telling you now
mm-hmm.
as a warning. It's
right.
not going to benefit you in no way, no how. Okay?
Right.
All right. All right. We're thinking about you, what's best for you.
Right.
We want
right.
we want you to be okay, so... Let it go. He don't exist anymore. He doesn't exist.
Right.
He can't call you because you blocked him. He can't text you. You blocked him on your phone, and he can't get to you on Facebook because you blocked him there. Now what? You figure it out, boy, the best way you can, but you're not going to be messing up my life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You love Tonetta, and you feel good about Tonetta. Let that continue.
Well, right, and like I said, I haven't been bothering him for several weeks,
good.
And this is the game that he's doing. He's messaging me on texting or whatever and saying that he lost his job, he's going to be without a job in 2 weeks. I don't understand what the purpose was.
Who cares? Who cares?
He served his purpose. He's getting you all riled up, which is what he's trying to do. I told you, this, it's a big warning, Tonetta. This is not a good relationship for you. Run
nope.
away from him. Don't even bring his name up anymore. Run.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Yes, Lennis. Thank you very much.
Okay. We love you. And we don't
yes.
want to see you hurt. And I don't want to see you depressed or worried. And Nina's right. He's just edging you up and you're buying into it. That's why we're telling you, block any and everything from this man. He no longer exists in your life.
Right.
And
right.
if he shows up banging on your door, you know 911.
Okay. Use
it.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much for that.
Okay.
All right,
Merry
then.
Christmas, Tonetta. We love you here.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Next call. Bye-bye.
541.
Area code 541, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
541 just got dropped. We will go to 610, and I'll bring
okay.
541 again.
If they call back, yeah. Okay, 610, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this? 610. No answer. Who's the next one, Nina?
Area code 337.
Okay, 337, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hello, happy holidays to you all. My first-time caller.
Well, welcome, first-time caller. What's your name?
My name is Erica. How are you?
Fine, and you, Erica? Thank you for calling.
Well, of all the many questions I can ask, I guess my biggest question is, what's coming up for me either soon or nearly soon into the new year, I need a relationship. I need
okay,
something
so
going
you,
on.
Okay.
It's been a minute. I'm recovering from an injury, and I'm ready to put myself back out there, you know, like Stella getting a groove back.
I hear you. I just told somebody that the other night about
I'm
in a relationship, and
Stella,
I said,
you know,
oh,
when you got the truth about that story with Stella and Terry McMillan, it made you just feel so bad. But, you know, I'm trying to do my own thing. It's his own thing.
I know that,
right? You know, beyond Stella.
Well, listen, the second week in January, you're going somewhere. It's some group gathering. It's almost
okay,
like a cabaret.
I
so write that
okay.
down. I think it's a cabaret.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a cabaret because I see people sitting around at tables and they have their own drinks, so it must be a cabaret. Anyway, yes, okay, I'm getting it now. You're going to a cabaret the second week in January, either Friday or Saturday. There's an older gentleman. He looks like he's probably 60. Might have just turned 60. Listen, 60-year-old men look pretty good. Hush now. Anyway. Okay, but anyway, he's one that will come up and talk. There's also another guy, see, he's between 45, 47. I hope you're writing this down. He's a little thick. He's about 5'11".
Mm-hmm.
When I mean thick, he's not fat or obese. Just thick like a football player. But he's between
okay.
the age of... 45 to 48, and he works. Oh, I'm really seeing him good. He works for the garbage company.
Mm-hmm.
He has his own house. He's single. Looks like he might have grown children. If he have any children, I see two, but they're grown. They're in their 20s.
Okay.
He's got a granddaughter. Yeah, they're way grown. He's got a granddaughter. This man, the 45 to 47, that's who I'm picking up on right now. He dresses casual, so he might have on a silver pair of slacks, that's what I see, and a black bandlon. and he's either bald.
Oh, this is more of a dress-up type of event then, maybe.
It's a cabaret. So he's either bald or he could have his hair cut real close where it may look like it's wavy or curly.
Mm-hmm.
He wears earrings. He wears a small hoop in each ear. He's really coming through. He likes what you have to say. He sits down and you two are talking. He buys you a drink, but he likes your conversation.
Okay.
So you sit there and talk. In fact, I see you two up dancing. You dance a couple of times. Now you're back at the table. You've got a girlfriend and another guy at this table. It looks like three of you. And then this guy that's 45 to 47, he sits at the table with you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's, you know, of course, he's focused on you. I mean, he meets the other people, but he's focused on you. But he likes your conversation. He thinks it's different. It's unique. It's not like how women always same old, same old, same old. It's that you have a different way of looking at things and intelligent. And he likes that. He likes that. So, yeah. So now you know how he's going to be dressed. He has silver pants on, a black band line. When he tells you who he works for, he says he's in maintenance. He's a garbage collector, garbage man, which is nothing wrong with that. They make mad money.
Yes, they do.
And he's got grown children, and he has his own home. And, of course, he has his own vehicle. Looks like he has two cars. Could be a truck and a car. And
that's
his home
that.
Looks like it's a Rambler. He lives in a Rambler.
What's that? Is
Edgen,
that a New York term?
Write this down. His Edgen or Edison, his name kind of sounds like this. Edgen, I'm seeing E-J-I-N or E-D-I-S-O-N. Something like that with an E-J Everett, I don't know, but it's something like that. So just kind of write those three words down, something close to that.
Thank you so much for that, because I went online this past week and put on a profile, and I had to delete one of them off a match. It just, I wasn't feeling that. So I was like, I don't know how my approach would go about this. But let me see if I can get some insight that, you know, people can still meet a person the old-fashioned way, you know, that a man can really come at you still, that it's not always the women having to go to the men and, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, Erica, I tried that online dating. I don't like it. I want to see you physically so I can see the words coming out your mouth. I can see your behavior, your expression.
I know that's right.
You know what I mean? Anybody can lie online. I did a show. In fact, I did a show earlier this year about dating online. So it's better in person.
Wow. Do you have that? Yep. Is that a live show on your archive? Or is that an archive
that
show?
Yeah, you could see, if you go into Blog Talk Radio, I know it's not on my website. I don't think it goes back that far on my website, but Blog Talk Radio should be able to. So if you go into my site, the Essence of Success Radio Network, and just start going back at least, I don't know, when did we do this, in May? It might have been in May, before the summertime. Yeah, I would look in May. And it's titled that, Online Dating. The real deal.
Upcoming, will you be having some YouTube classes, any essence of your website classes, anything you trying to teach people and, you know, bring them to that higher level, anything you have upcoming that you're trying to share with your community, you know,
I am,
that you do the phone calls and whatnot?
Yes,
with
I will, because in January I am going to start doing videos. So you'll see a video on my website about things.
I'm feeling about that, so I
have
to ask.
Yeah, no, I am. I am going to be doing a video on my website. One, I'll tell you right away, will be the horoscope signs, because I always do them on the show.
Oh, great.
But I decided not only do it on the show, I'm going to do a live one, but the video will be on my website. And then some other things that I've taught people, like how to use salt, bless your house, or the feelings on your body that warn you about things. So, yeah, it'll be something each month. It'll
one
be on there. Definitely the horoscope will be every month.
Thank you so much. I know I don't want to hold up your line. those of us who are born on the cups, if you get any special information when you're doing your horoscope thing, please include that.
When's your birthday, Erica?
I am a February 22nd baby.
Oh, you're right on Aquarius and Pisces.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Aquarius
crazy.
And Pisces. Yeah. The Aquarius is the humanitarian part of you, and the Pisces is the spiritual. You know,
yes.
That's kind of good, because that means you see through bullshit.
Oh, all the time. And my sun sign is Scorpio. So,
oh,
I mean,
Lord, have mercy. Don't be stinging nobody. Be careful out there now. Don't be stinging the folks.
No, I'm not like that at all. On the Scorpio side, I like the extra hot water. That's where the influence of Scorpio is on me, I only think. But, I mean, I don't snap back or do none of all that other stuff. You know, sometimes when you see so much and too much, sometimes you got to step back. You know, you got to let that spiritual side come forth, you know,
Amen.
And raise over all that stuff and life experiences and all that stuff. You know, people keep the drama going. Some people live off of that stuff.
Yeah, love it, don't they?
But, yeah honey, it's about to be 2015. We should all be trying to move forward and step it up. So I appreciate it so much.
Well, wait, Erica, before I let you go, because I'm getting ready to go off.
Happy holidays to all of you. Thank you.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too, and Happy New Year. I want to let everybody know, too, before I go, because today I'm ending it for y'all. I got to go do my Christmas shopping. But what I want to tell you is next Sunday, the 28th, will be the prediction show. Now, I'll be on for an hour and a half, and I'm not doing any psychic readings, but I want you to call in if you have any predictions, what you see is going to come up next year, maybe an economy and the entertainment world and music, religion, you know, whatever that you may see, nothing is stupid. Call in. We're going to write your prediction down, and then next year come June, we'll stop and we'll go back to this time and see how much of it is true, because I put your name next to it. So if it came true, I'll say like, oh, Erica predicted it was going to be bad weather in January. That came true. So anyway, stuff like that. So please call in next Sunday with your predictions for 2015. And, of course, I'll be on, Brenda will be on, Nina's on, and we might even have a couple of more special guests on with us for next Sunday's show. So I want to tell everybody, thank you so much for joining me today on the air, on the phone, in the chat room with Miss Nina. And, again, I want to say happy anniversary to Miranda and Richard. Happy birthday to Miss Cassandra, and happy birthday to all the Capricorns. You begin the day the 21st of December to the 20th of January. So happy birthday to all of you. And Merry Christmas, y'all. You know it's not about the gifts, it's about love. So I hope that not only, you know, that you receive a gift, but I hope that you, whatever you receive for Christmas, it will be in love and accepted in love. Whether you like it or not, show the love. And always share the smile throughout the rest of the week, okay? A smile changes people. Just a hello, hey, how you doing? Sometimes that smile is just enough to turn a person a 180-degree turn, okay? So thank you again for joining us. Have a Merry Christmas, and we will see you next Sunday with predictions for 2015. Thank you, Miss Nina.
Thank you, Lannis. Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right. Have a good one. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.